Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 146 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 248. And if you'd like a copy of it after the message, Sharon will tell you four different ways you can receive a copy of it. You can either request a CD or a audio tape. The postage and handling and the CD and the tape are all free of charge. I do that because I didn't have to pay a cent to be saved, and I don't want to charge you anything for the words that the Lord says through me for you to be able to be saved. I love the Lord, and I want His will to be done. His will is that you're saved. And so I do my best by allowing the Lord to just take me over so that I can let Him bring the gospel to you by the Spirit, because no person can be saved if the Spirit won't draw them unto Him. And there's so many people in this world that hear the message and they still hate the person that's bringing it. And so we've got a lot of people like that throughout the entire world, and sometimes in my very presence. So we've got some letters to read today. And we have the continuation of the message on Louis Tackwood, the jailhouse informant that got saved in my church. And he blew the whistle on Ira Reiner, who was the district attorney of Los Angeles. And we have scriptures and messages of how you can receive God's life living in you. The thing that the Lord wants me also to do is to lift up the lid on the can of worms in this world, to pull the lid to tell you where Satan is sitting, who is his government, who the mouth of the devil is in the world. The Bible, the book of Revelation, tells of three frog-like spirits coming out of the mouth of Satan. One, just coming out of Satan's mouth, is one of those frog-like spirits. The other one is the beast, which is the one world government. And the third one is the false prophet, which the Lord in His word tells us that the false prophet's seat, Satan's seat, where he is, his home office, in other words, is in the city of the seven hills, which is Rome, Italy. I've recorded a few records years ago, and I'm recording pretty soon. Seems like a big major gospel group contacted me, very well known. They want to sing some songs with me. But here's one that we did a while ago. Believe it or not, this one was written by an acquaintance of mine, Pat Boone, and it's called Exodus.
Take my hand and walk with me.
The Lord. This is talking about the land of Israel. God gave the land of Israel to the Hebrew children. It does not belong to Palestinians, and the name of the land is not Palestine. It is named after Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. It belongs to the Israelites. And when I was going overseas, I was on a boat with one of the United Nations people. I was on the Sol Olympia, which left from Venice. And we stopped at Herculaneum and also at the Piraeus, the port in Greece, where you get off and it's a cab ride over to Athens. And while I was on the boat, or the ship, we were headed for Cyprus. And I was telling him asking him what he did. He said he was with the United Nations, and that they were trying to bring about peace in the Middle East. And he was telling me what a thankless job it is to bring about peace in the Middle East. I said, well, of course, I started preaching the gospel to him, telling him that there's not going to be any peace in the Middle East. Because the people there keep thinking that it's their land, and it is not. God never made any promise to anyone else but the Jews. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the other Jews, they're the ones that entered the promised land, and they destroyed, under God's commandment, all the people that were sinning there. They were burning their little children as offerings, just similar as the United States, which was once the United States of America, is now aborting thousands upon thousands of their children. And they're becoming just as all the idol worshippers were that God hated so much in the back then, and he still does today, where they're actually doing what they call mercy killings. Terry Schiavo, they starved her to death, and they're doing that in every hospital. We have people in the church where their dad was put on a starvation diet. They absolutely no water, no food, and there was nothing that you can do. The guards, they have police officers standing there to make sure that you don't bring a drop of water in. They did that at UCLA. With the little child, the mother and dad didn't want the child because it was a mongoloid, and they wouldn't even adopt it out. And so we're if not worse, and God's going to destroy you people out there. But if you get saved, if you give your life to the Lord, he will protect you just as he did the Hebrew children in the land of Egypt. Now, God destroyed the firstborn of all the people in Egypt, and before that, he tore the entire country to pieces. And then finally, after the firstborn, God had killed the firstborn of all the people who wouldn't put the sign of the cross on their mantle and the doors, both signs, the lentils and the mantle, and then put the basin of blood down below, which is symbolic of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ falling into that basin. He had them take hyssop, which is one of the most readily available weeds in Israel and had them dip it into the blood and then put it on each side of the door and up above, and then the drippings of it would go down into the basin. This was the sign of the cross. It was showing God that the people of Israel believed in the Messiah that would come into the world as a man and would shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of human beings so that they could be reconciled back to the Lord. Right now, let's ask the Lord to anoint this service, all right? Father, we thank and praise your holy name. We thank you that we have your word, which tells us that the land belongs to Israel. This land is mine. And the Lord stated as a sign of the end times that these children of Israel were dispersed for almost 2,000 years. And what a miracle. You stated that you, in the last days, would bring them back to the homeland. And to prove that your word is absolutely true. And now, their world is doing everything in its power to take this homeland away. Now, the Bible says that the Vatican, Lord, your word says that the Vatican is the source of every abomination on the face of this earth. And abomination, I looked that up in the dictionary, and it means very horrible sins. It's the mother or the source of every evil thing that's going on earth right now. That is Satan's seat there in Rome, Italy. And the beast is the world government, and the mouth of the beast, or the Antichrist. This big three combination is the Antichrist, three frog-like spirits, and the voice is the media. And so, children of the United States, the former United States, what you've done is agreed to get into business with all the nations of the world and to make yourself part of it. Well, what they're doing now is causing you to be the police force for the whole world. They're sending U.S. soldiers out to other countries. We don't have any business there if we were a sovereign country under you, Father. And they're doing exactly what Satan wants them to do. And they're murdering people based on filthy lies that they've been told by the Antichrist regime, the cult in Rome, the government, and the media. And they really feel they're fighting for the United States of America, when in reality, they put you out of the Army, Navy, Marines. If you say it's the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, they want you to get used to the fact that you don't have any U.S. Constitution anymore. You don't have any freedom to speak. You don't have any right. To the Bill of Rights, because now you're under Roman canon law. Father, they are under Roman canon law. So I ask you, Lord, that you guide this, that you'll expose Satan. This is what you've been wanting me to do the last few services. And I do that every service, but primarily here, and to show the world what I've gone through at the hands of this one world government so that they can see. I'm sure that all of them in the country and in the world are going through similar circumstances. They're all scared to death, Father, of these terrorists, and they're all Roman Catholic people. Satan has infested the people in what we used to think was the U.S. government officials, and they are the ones being used by the Antichrist in Rome, the government, and the media. So, Lord, speak through me. Open hearts and minds to receive something that's so far from their thinking that they think that it's crazy the things I'm talking about, but Lord, let them know that they are the ones that are crazy, that it's been years that they've been taught, they've been propagandized with all the things that they know. There isn't anything that they know at all that is real. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. No man is going to come unto you but through Jesus, through the Word of God. And no one can possibly know what's happening to them unless they know your Word. So, Father, we ask that souls would be saved and the church strengthened in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you guide everything I say in this service and that it wins souls and strengthens the church in Jesus' name. I pray, amen and amen. Okay, now, we have the Supreme Court that tells you it's all right to lie. How can you trust a government like this that has condoned mass murder with these abortions, that condones burning up Christian people, little babies, their mothers and their daddies over at Waco? How could you trust a government that for sure the FBI and all these people were in on this, the BATF blowing up the World Trade Center? We have confessions here from people. We can send copies of it to you. It's an entire piece of literature that was written by myself and an FBI agent, John Peeler. He was also a undercover FBI, undercover BATF officer, and he stated that he took part in the Waco massacre. These soldiers that were, we all thought were American soldiers, are UN soldiers. And what they did is they called it a turkey shoot. They didn't go there to arrest the people there. They went there to kill them. They said, David Koresh is not to be alive after this. And then they blew up the little children in the nursery. The FBI men have been seen going in and out of that building, and they pulled their little children out of the daycare center there, pulled them out just minutes before the blast. So we know, you know, if you can put two and two together any longer, that it makes, that adds up to four instead of five or 13, right?
Right.
Then they have been seen going in and out of the World Trade Center, and 93 to 97% of the people in the United States believe that that was an inside job, that our government did that, and that Bush knew about it. I don't know, but they all believe that. And I would say that I would think that he would know, being the president of the United States. He surely must know what's going on. It's like what they do is they say, you must know everything that's happening in my church. That's what the government says, because you're the pastor. And like if something happened in New York City and I'm over in Texarkana, Texas, you knew it happened. Well, I'm saying the same thing to you, Mr. Bush. You knew it happened. You know everything that's happened. You have your advisors. This was a well-planned thing, and we know it wasn't you, that you're following the orders of the Pope and that you worship him. You build shrines unto him in Washington, D.C., and you said you'll do anything the Pope tells you to do. Then the Vatican, the Antichrist Church, where Satan sits, is telling us that there's going to be more and more terrorism. Well, we know who's going to do it, too. If you people are prophesying these things, you're the ones that's stirring up all the nations against each other. And then, of course, you're sending our troops over there. Clinton bragged about bombing 50 different nations, killing all these different people. Now, they're putting out a piece of literature on me as saying, because I put out the Pope's secrets, now they're putting out Tony's secrets. I don't have any secrets. Could you believe that I'd ever have a secret? I just tell you what's on my heart. Besides, the government put out a lot of false statements about myself. They fill the newspapers full of these false statements and false charges, and they aired them on programs like Current Affair, Unsolved Mysteries, Hard Copy, another one, America's Most Wanted, Sally Jesse Raphael, and some plays, many other programs. And they kept running that where I was arrested in Tampa, Florida. I was running a restaurant there, one of the bigger ones in the city. And they arrested me, and I had a tie-dye T-shirt on. And you've seen that over and over again. And now they're coming out with the picture of me being arrested there again. They want you to know that I am a criminal, but they don't tell you that I won that case. They said I wanted to hang a judge, Judge Morris Arnold in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And they I was going to turn myself in anyway, but my wife was pregnant. She was going to have a child, my son, Sion. And but I didn't really know how to tell her that the Lord wanted me to turn myself in because I thought she'd think I was dumping her or something. I didn't want her to think that, so the Lord just forced the issue and allowed them. One of the brothers came over to the house from the restaurant, and they followed him. And then they came in with guns, like, you know, they're arresting Jesse James or somebody. And so they rushed in there and knocked the door down and had guns pointed on me. And I'm just sitting there. We don't have guns, and they know it. But they figured that they'd be able to get me in court. Well, Jeff Dickstein became my attorney, and he won that case for me based on the things that I told him. I told him that if you people vote against me, if you vote, if you know, he said, have you ever said in your heart, I wish that person were dead? This man took all of our church property away from us because two thieves went in and told him a lie, and they took all of our property away and made everyone in hundreds of houses that we had in apartments, and they made them go out on the streets in the cold of winter. And so he became paranoid and started thinking I was going to hang him or something. And this editor of the Southwest Times Record, who was a homosexual, he was arrested for homosexuality, and finally the paper fired him, was the one that testified against me in the court saying that I was going to do all these things. But the jury was told, if you vote that Tony Alamo, if I did, he says, well, I'm not saying that he said, well, I wish that judge was hanged, or that drum, I'd love to have, I wish he dropped dead or something like that, which I didn't say. He said, you people have said things like that before in your life, but let me tell you one thing. If you vote, if you make Tony Alamo guilty today, you're not really making Tony Alamo guilty. What you're doing is you yourself are putting an end to the freedom of speech. You yourself are putting an end to the freedom of speech. Pretty soon they're going to say that the Bible is illegal. You can't preach the Bible. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Is that what you want for your children and your grandchildren, is that there's no more freedom of speech? So you people on the jury today, if you vote that Tony Alamo is guilty, then you're putting an end to the freedom of speech in the United States of America. Tony Alamo has never murdered anybody, never killed anybody. He's never been a violent person in his life. And you people, if he did say something like that, and I really was upset with Dickstein for saying that because he was inferring that even if I did, but I didn't say something like that, well, he says, it's for sure you can't say it anymore either. You know, you could have a slip of the tongue and say, drop dead. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Yes.
Have you said that? They're all dummying up because they figure that the end of the freedom of speech is here already. But you have, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. Finally, I coaxed it out of them. They fessed up. I confess, she's guilty. Okay, she did it. All right, so my life is an open book. people have seen me in the press for years, all this. The government is coming against me, the Antichrist government, because I'm the one that exposes them the most. I'm the most dangerous person to Satan. If you see anybody attacking me, know that it's the devil, okay? Because what I'm doing is preaching the gospel. And I've been pulled into court over 100 times, and I won every one of the cases because, you know something? Truth is more powerful than lies. Amen?
Amen.
And the government had spliced together tapes from my radio tapes and everything. And so we played the way they really were. And the jury would just looked really perplexed, you know, because they knew that the government is a bunch of antichrist, anti-Christian people. That they are the antichrist. They're anti-Christian, they're antichrist, they're anti the Word of God, and Christ is the Word of God. Now we're going to do try to finish up this expose on Ira Reiner, who was at one time the district attorney in Los Angeles, and to show you how he has, with false witnesses, jailhouse witnesses. You know, the people in prison that are criminals will say anything if they can get out of prison. They'll make friends with you, and they'll say, and they'll go to the warden and say, look, I got some stuff on this guy. He just confessed that he murdered somebody or something like that. That's the way they work. Because they know if they give that evidence that they can get out of prison. Or if you need me, warden, or if you need me, FBI, or if you need me, BATF, to testify falsely about somebody, I'll do it if you'll just let me out of prison. Will you let me out of prison if I testify falsely against somebody? They say, yeah, there is a few people. Here, let me show you the files. And they take the files in. Well, this Lewis Tackwood did that. He did that for a living. And he's been in and out of jails all his life. And the district attorney sent him into my church out in the Los Angeles area on Sierra Highway, 13136 Sierra Highway. It's been there for 37 years. And he went in to infiltrate, and he figured that we were real bad because the DA told him. And while he was in there, he got saved. And so he says, Tony, I was sent in here to do this. You want me to pull the plug on this thing and confess it? I'm convicted by the Lord's Holy Spirit. And so we're reading the second part of it. So go ahead, Jeannie, and start out.
Tackwood said that the intelligence division of the LAPD that controlled him also controlled murderers, and if they wanted you dead, they would set you up for a hit. He said that in working with the Criminal Conspiracy Section, CCS, of the LAPD, the LAPD agreed that they would invent and exaggerate minute points and then blow them into a case.
He said, make a mountain out of a molehill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's saying in short. Then what?
He said, quote, everybody thinks that, speaking of the department, when you say criminal conspiracy, you mean that they're out to combat criminal conspiracy, but actually they're out to create it. Tackwood's mouth could be bought for $100.
In other words, you could buy, Tackwood would say anything, and a lot of these jailhouse criminals will testify if you give them a carton of cigarettes or a few candy bars. But for sure, $100, he'll testify to get you murdered, at least if they'll let him out on the weekend to go and shoot up some drugs and stuff. But now he's saved, praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Tackwood said, quote, I have a buddy that I would go to hell and back for, but I set him up and got him convicted on a dope sale, unquote.
Do you know how many people since I've been exposing Satan from prisons have sent, for sure, cases, their file, court files, where you can tell they're absolutely innocent and they're still holding them in prison, even after I've exposed it and hired attorneys and the attorney to help them. Now, you know, we're pretty smart over here. We have attorneys in New York, Eric Lieberman and Ron Kuby. They're the best, and we send their cases over there, and if there's a chance to get them out, I'll pay. If I've got the money, I'll take care of it to get them out of prison. Okay, go ahead.
There is nothing that he wouldn't do for a price. Tackwood said that the police regularly use phone taps to monitor everyone and then pick out the lines that they want to individually hone in on. His own phone had an extension running right into the glass house, Intelligence Division of LAPD.
Yeah, well, the glass house also, they call that the city jail, the glass house, too. Okay?
Yes.
I know I've been there. They pulled me on false charges in there. Okay, then what else?
This was confirmed by the reporters investigating his story. Court documents show that he, Tackwood, has done suspiciously little, quote, hard time, unquote, despite his long criminal record of arrest and conviction. Louis Tackwood was sent into the Alamo Christian Church by District Attorney Reiner and Robert Foltz to fabricate concocted testimony against the Reverend Tony Alamo and his church. Subversive tactics of judge and police. Alamo's literature, Pope's Secrets, is right on. One World Church Judge Robert Armstrong, friend of One World Church member Governor Duke Magian, conspiratorially issues warrants against Alamo's church, causes vicious police raid on Alamo's church because of false testimony of two other criminals used by the district attorney's office, Bob and Carrie Miller. Los Angeles County Judge Armstrong...
Incidentally, because of what Miller did, being backed up by these people, he's dead now. He died of cancer. A young man died of cancer, and he dropped dead. Okay, then what else?
Los Angeles County Judge Armstrong's orders caused many ministers and their wives to be beaten, another example of the Newhall Sheriff's Department brutality. The Newhall Sheriff's Department officials, along with the Department of Children's Services, try to terrorize the children into telling lies about the church. One of them did, and the rest of them would not under any circumstances. Several other children have been deprived of the liberty to attend the church, the school, services, and facilities. Thanks to this anti-Christian, subversive Los Angeles County judge, the Sheriff's Department, the Department of Children's Services, and, of course, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. Judge Robert Armstrong's father was the chief of police in Huntington Park, California. Judge Armstrong was once the defense attorney in Huntington Park. He's an active member of the Episcopalian One World Catholic Church and a longtime friend of Governor Duke Magian.
Now you say the Episcopalian Church is like a Catholic church. Yes, it's one and the same. And as a matter of fact, the head of the entire church is a homosexual. You probably read about that in the news or heard it on television. A homosexual. Can you imagine? A homosexual that God said is going to be in the pit of hell is running a church? Well, the Pope is the same thing. They're all homosexuals. There's a model that I met that we witnessed to and I led to the Lord, and she said they're all homosexuals there in Rome because she went to school there. And she said, you know, when she'd walk down the streets, all the straight guys would be whistling at her and everything and coming over to her. But she says she could tell that all the priests were homosexual. They wouldn't even pay her any mind whatsoever. But they would be paying mind to little altar boys and other men. And they'd be walking down the streets holding hands and their arms around each other. And sometimes he said, well, you could catch them kissing. And it's well known. It's been in the media now for off and on for the last few years here. Amen?
Amen.
Because I broke the ice on it. And it's the homosexual church. It's the Antichrist church, homosexual, lesbian church. It's where the first whorehouses were. The History Channel stated that. Some people swear by the History Channel. Well, receive it then. That was the first house of prostitution is the nunneries. Okay, then what? Now, don't you, all you reprobates out there, go running down to the nunneries because they might have changed since then. Okay? And if they didn't, you're liable to catch some dreaded disease. Okay, because that place is a sewer of corruption. Then what else?
The two of them are lay readers of the same church. He was appointed to the Superior Court bench in 1985 by Duke Magian.
Duke Magian, he's the governor of California at one time. About 20 years ago, something like that, 25. Then what?
After Duke Majan became governor. Judge Armstrong has yet to establish a good reputation among lawyers, and some who have appeared before him feel that, quote, his weakness is that he's not up on the law, unquote. And now this Episcopalian Catholic one-world communist judge issues false warrants.
Catholic communist, I don't believe that, see, Al-Qaeda is the Vatican. Communism is the Vatican. Socialism is the Vatican. Fascism is the Vatican. Everything that's evil is the Vatican. It's the devil. How could anything? There's only good and evil. If it's evil, it's the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And the devil is the one, the Bible says, that gives power to the Vatican, the government, and the media. Okay, go ahead.
And now this Episcopalian Catholic One World Communist judge issues false warrants against citizens at criminals' request. Part of this one-world conspiracy against Christianity belongs to Orange County Judge Ronald Owen, an advocate of Antichrist Sigmund Freud and Pope John Paul II, who lauds the anti-God teachings of Sigmund Freud, psychiatry, psychology. Judge Owen issued the order to remove the three children from the church and also issued temporary custody to the two criminals, Bob and Carrie Miller. Orange County Judge Richard Frazee, another conspirator, issued the decree that the mothers of the children could not come within 200 feet of their children. All the conspirators play the game of conspiracy as well as the San Francisco 49ers play football. They all play their positions very well. These illegitimates do their best to make everything look so legitimate.
Well, don't leave out the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Giants. All right, then what?
The news media constantly berates the Alamo Church by using typically subversive blast words such as, quote, compound, unquote, quote, cult, unquote, quote, brainwashing, unquote, quote, child abuse, unquote, and other derogatory One World Church customary propagandistic slurs.
Yeah, such as later on, they came up with the hanging the judge, all sorts of stuff. I mean, we just want to read this literature here. Then go ahead.
By now, everyone should be able to see the conspiracy of One World Church government and media to destroy Christian fundamentalism and American patriotism. A complete notarized...
There's no United States of America. America is now just one ball combined with it's like a banana split. You know, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate with pineapple, marshmallow, and all these different... We're all just one now, one world government. And so don't, I'm just saying, I am for the U.S. Constitution. I'm probably the biggest patriot in the United States of America because I didn't want to join the United Council of Churches, the United Government and all these things, and the United World Media because they have the actual things say anything on the media they want. You believe it. In other words, that's what the Bible says. The whole world will be deceived, and that's how they did it. You're deceived. There isn't anything that you know that's the truth. You people have been raised. If you're under 50 years old, you've been raised, and even maybe 100 years old, you've been raised on lies, propaganda. You don't know anything of any value until you get saved. You have to start reading the Bible if you want to know the truth. Then what? Because the truth is Jesus. And Jesus is the Word of God. Then what?
A complete notarized confession of Lewis Tackwood, in which he confesses that there is no child abuse at the Holy Alamo Christian Church, is available upon request. The district attorney's office later paid Tackwood to say that there was abuse. Hundreds of other notarized testimonies are available at your request, including those of Bob and Carrie Miller and their mother, Jerry Miller, praising the works of the Alamo Church. Also available is a 44-page color pictorial magazine of the facilities of the Holy Alamo Christian Church. In ordinary times, it would be hard to figure out why the American government would try to destroy good works like the Alamo Church. But now it should be very clear why the subversive Catholic communist IRS would give tax-exempt status to every communist organization in the U.S.
Now, see, at that time, you could read the tax books and it says all communist organizations are tax-exempt. when I brought it out in this piece of literature here, the next year they dropped it. We do not give tax-exempt statuses to communist organizations. So the government is like a chameleon. You know, you set it on green and it turns green. You set it over here on black, it turns black. If you put it on red, it turns red. It's like a snake going through the grass. I mean, if you corner it this way, it starts shooting over the other way. It's like mercury. You hit it and it spreads all over into little balls. Like a cockatrice, you smash it and thousands of little cockatrices come out. It's just like a bunch of termites that bore into every fiber of American life. It's there everywhere because they've so saturated the media and the government with this propaganda that people just, it's in their skulls, it's in their hearts, it's in their souls, it's in their brains. It just keeps getting pumped into their ears. Satan hates you. He wants your soul to go to hell. He doesn't want you to hear me. That's why he doesn't want you to listen to me. He wants you to hate me so that you won't listen to what I'm saying. He wants you to hate the Word of God so you won't read it. He wants you to hate everything that is telling you the truth. But, you know, if you hate me, that doesn't hurt me. I'm already saved, pal or young lady. But you're hurting yourself if you don't get into the Bible, if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Okay, we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of proof of what we're saying. Do you know how many people that have vacated the Catholic cult? Nuns and priests. They realized they woke up through my literature and through the radio programs. I'm on radio everywhere in the world. They wise up and they started coming to their senses. They started reading the Bible and they got saved and they're out of there now. Now they're in Christian, true Christian groups. Catholicism is the worst enemy. It's the enemy that the biggest enemy that we have, because it's the devil. It's Satan. It's the Antichrist. Okay, keep going.
This fact can be found in their own tax code books for the duration of the time that the IRS has been citing our pro-American, anti-Catholic, communist, anti-Satan church. The Internal Revenue Service has made another wild and erroneous statement that I have tried to put off their kangaroo court hearing. No jury, only an IRS judge, by firing all my attorneys at crucial points and not paying them. The facts are the exact opposite. These attorneys took huge sums of money from our church and then made unreasonable financial demands that the church could not meet. The attorneys dropped us after we had paid them hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is proof to us that the pro-communist IRS has also subverted our attorneys. The attorneys figure they've gotten their money, so why should they lock horns with an anti-American terrorist group such as the Internal Revenue Service? One, the Internal Revenue Service courtroom does not allow a jury trial.
This is Catholicism. This is Roman Catholic Empire. No defense for you. Okay, then what else?
Two, the IRS does not allow Bible scripture to prove that we are Christians. Three, the IRS does not allow the U.S. Constitution. They say, like Father Bernard Leeming, that the Constitution is irrelevant. Father Bernard Leeming, a member of the Jesuits, said, quote, to hell with the U.S. Constitution, unquote. The IRS has made up their own Bible, and everyone that does not go along with Catholic, Communist, Roman canon law is unscriptural. For example, the IRS says if you don't bum money, you're not a Christian. But the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. Today's attorneys all admit that they are not taught, nor do they practice United States law any longer. Most attorneys say that they are owned by the state and have sworn their allegiance not to their clients, but to the state.
Yeah, this is called the Roman Empire state, not the United States. Okay, then what?
They learn and practice only international law, which is one world government, UN law. The United Nations was founded and is controlled by the Vatican. Your children have been taught in school exactly the same way. I tell you that the communist doctrine that you are living under is Antichrist. The Antichrist IRS constantly smears Alamo through Catholic communism's propagandists arm the news media, and pay false witnesses, criminals, then take Alamo's tax-exempt status away and tries to drain this worthwhile, very effective, struggling church of millions, taking away everyone's home and livelihood at the church. Our church wishes to cross-file on the Internal Revenue Service for its contrived harassment. It has cost us millions of man-hours and over $1 million.
But see, if you take these government into court, you're just bringing the devil into the devil's courtroom, and he's certainly not going to let you win. He's going to say not guilty to the government and then sue you for malicious prosecution. I want Liddy to come and read one of these letters first, and then if we have time, we'll come back to that.
This is from Alamo, Tennessee. Dear Brother Alamo, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now again, the word grace means power. What he's saying is God's power unto you. And what?
And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I do have peace. In a world full of turmoil, I've got peace. Because I know if I die or get killed, my spirit's going to be in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
I just wanted to write you and let you know what a blessing you are to me. I listen to your radio broadcast several times a week on 1600 AM WMQM. Your anointed teaching blesses my soul. Like a true prophet, you teach the deeper things of God. At a time when the airwaves are polluted with heresy with so many false prophets, your ministry is like a breath of fresh air. Brother Alamo, I just want to humbly serve our great God, and I covet your prayers for me, that God would make me to be more like his holy Son, Jesus Christ. I acknowledge you as a true man of God. The scripture says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. I seek his blessings in my life. To God be all the glory forever. If you ever need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call. Thank you for your work in building up God's kingdom on earth and for exposing that cesspool of Satanism known as the Roman Catholic cult. May God bless you abundantly today and always. Sincerely, Mike from Alamo, Tennessee. This is from Ibadan, Nigeria, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I listened to the remaining of your broadcast on Radio Africa, and it changed my life. I was a Buddhist, but now I gave my life to Jesus. My Buddhist parents hate me for this decision, but I'm not going back. I found Jesus. He has saved my soul. Your message has indeed been a true blessing to me. Please keep it up. I need your help of a complete Bible, the Word of God, for daily reading, for spiritual growth. God will continue to be with you, yours in his love. Alabi from Ibadan, Nigeria.
Ibadan, okay, praise the Lord. So Buddhists and Muslims and Catholics, all of them are getting saved. We don't hate Catholics, we just hate the devil that is in some of them, and we're trying to, the best we know how, to let the Lord just deal through us to deal to you, and hopefully you'll drop all this nonsense and get into the spirit of the Lord. Amen? Okay,
Amen.
Let's continue on here with this Tackwood piece of literature.
We want that money back for the purpose of winning souls to Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a ridiculous statement. I'm going to have that taken out there. We're not going to take them into court because we wouldn't stand. The Lord says through the Apostle Paul, says, dare any of you go into court with the world government, with the sinners? Amen?
Amen.
And so, no, I'm not going to do it. We settle our things in our own courtroom. These people say there's a separation between church and state. There certainly is a separation between us and Satan. Okay? But we have our government. Okay, then what else?
The IRS, the Department of Labor, the Department of Finance and Administration, and the District Attorney's Office, from the White House right down to the city government, and the entire news media, have all worked together hand in hand in concert to destroy the Alamo Church and other wonderful Christian people. And now district attorneys everywhere will issue orders to the police departments to arrest church people for distributing this literature because they don't believe in the freedom of the press, the freedom of religion, and the freedom of speech. And the judges will all rule according to Roman canon law. They would not be one world order Catholic communist judges otherwise. The conspirators and the big boss in Rome would make sure of that. With a criminal governmental system like this, how can we go on any longer? We true Christians have the answers to all of today's problems, and that is why this subversive one-world criminal government has tried to stop us for the past 25 years. And, of course, he has not succeeded.
No, it's 42 years. Okay, I brought this quite a while ago. Then what?
Nor will they ever succeed in stopping the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, in the days of Moses, as well as in the New Testament, in the days of the Apostle Paul, Moses and Paul enforced the law of God, and all corruption was immediately purged.
Right. We have our own government, and we don't want you Antichrist fatherless children messing around in our church, and you keep wanting to abduct our godly children out of the church, and if you don't, then you like to play Nancy Sinatra's record. You know, these boots are made for walking, and the sound of bats and everything, and they just shoot defenseless Christians. You bunch of dogs. You're dogs, according to the Bible. Okay, get saved. Okay? Don't you know how nauseating you are to God? God said he's going to destroy you unless you repent. Now come on, repent. Then what?
This must be done today. This corrupt, unsaved, unregenerated group of criminals that call themselves the law must be judged by the law. Quote, the law is for the lawless, unquote. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible states that there is no power other than the power of God. Those powers are the ministers of God. Quote, the powers that be are ordained of God, unquote. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. I am a highly chosen minister from the Almighty God with intelligence enough, the intelligence of God's word, to have weeded out this corruption in both the world government and in the United States at every level, from the White House on down. I have untangled...
Oh, no, from Rome on down. You know, I'd like to change that, because White House takes orders from Rome. And then on down from there. It's the trickle-down system, as Mr. Reagan put it. Then what?
I have untangled this whole mess for you and have presented it in a way you can easily understand and assimilate. The founding fathers of our country knew in Europe when enough was enough, and they put to an end the tyranny and crime of human enslavement and all of its fringe benefits, all government welfare, enslavement benefits, at the expense of others.
Yes, but it's too late now. My time is up as well. It's too late, you people. You need to get to the Lord. That's your only refuge now. You've done very wrong all of your life. You've been deceived. You've put yourself under the auspices of Satan's government, church, and media. And now you're in a pickle. But the Lord can get you out of that pickle. All you got to do is call upon him and ask him to enter into your heart. You could do that right now, because at the end of every service we have an altar call. So wherever you're at, if you're driving a car, park it. It's worth it. Okay, this is the most important decision you ever made in your life. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Just say to him with all your heart and soul, say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that includes me. I, Lord, am calling on you. Therefore, I know you heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Yeah, he says, call upon me, and I will hear you and show you great and mighty things that you have not seen. Now you see salvation if you've said this prayer. So praise and thank the Lord. You just say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sharon, come forward now and tell them four different ways they can receive a copy of this message. Program number 248. Ask for an audio tape or a CD, and it'll be sent to you postage and handling free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Have you ever heard anybody sing in Hebrew? I'd like to sing the Hebrew national anthem for you. It's called Hatigfa. All right? And I'm singing it in Hebrew.
Yeah.